bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope you guys all had a fantastic past week and a half. Mine has been not the greatest. This past weekend, it was Thanksgiving, and I had a 5-day headache. So it was like a migraine some days, a headache the next day. It was not fun. Basically, I wasted so much of my weekend by laying in bed because I couldn't do anything. So that fucking sucked. So then Tuesday came around. I still had it off because it was my EDO from work. Because it was supposed to be on the Monday, but Monday was a stats, looking at Tuesday. So today's Wednesday and feels like a Monday for me, which sucks. And then to top it off, to make my day even worse, I find out that the Saskatchewan Podcast Conference is canceled. I had been messaging Centennial Market multiple times asking, okay, what's going on? Can I get more information? And they were like, oh, we will send you an email on Monday. That was like 3 or 4 weeks ago. Then I emailed a week ago, but I said, any information? I still haven't heard anything. I got nothing back. So that was cool. And then I had emailed today, and finally they sent me a response back saying, yeah, so we didn't get enough interest in the podcast conference, so we're canceling it. We'll refund your money tomorrow. Cool. So this was supposed to be in 2 days. So, yeah, that sucks. I got my business cards and stickers and everything ready for this, and it gets canceled. So, whoop-de-fucking-hoo-do-fucking-hell. I'm just not impressed, to say the least. So, yeah, I was kind of like, what do I want to talk about tonight? I'm literally recording this on Wednesday, and I got to get it released tonight. So, good luck to me. So, it might be a short podcast, but fuck it. And I think this is going to be the season 2 finale, because I want to do season 3 starting in November. I want to get some like guests to come on, because I know I have 2 guys that want to come, actually 3, because I was gonna bring a guest on for the Centennial Market, the live podcast, and then obviously the podcast got canceled for that, so couldn't do that. So I still want to have him on my podcast. And then the one guy who canceled on me said he wants to make it up to me, so I will invite him back on, and hopefully I can actually get him on the fucking podcast. And then a lovely special guest that I have talked about a couple times on here, obviously I couldn't name the person, he is willing to come on the podcast, so that should be cool. And I don't know what we would talk about, but I'm sure we can find some interesting sex stories or whatever. Yeah. Oh, and if you don't know or haven't seen my TikTok at Serena Laternis, my TikTok, it's most recent, I think it was 2 weeks ago that I had made up. It was like a kink talk one, has gone viral. I think it has over 960,000 views. Oh, there's my cat. And over 100,000+ likes. And then there's over, I think, 5,000 shares. Yeah, so that's cool. And a bunch of comments. So I'm trying to kind of ride that wave and posting more and more TikToks. Got to keep that viralness going up. My followers is at 14,200 followers, so I'm doing pretty good now. Oh my god, you can hear my cat. Oh, and here he comes into the podcast once again. If you're looking at the video, you can see my gray cat. And I've decided to hold my microphone this time so I can get it closer to my mouth. Oh my god. But I'm hoping that holding it, you won't hear like my hand moving, I guess, when I'm holding it. But whatever. If that made any sense. No idea. Yeah, so make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast, and go on Instagram and follow myself. My personal Instagram is Serena Laternis, and then the podcast is that_bitch_podcast. Same TikTok, same thing. And Twitter is that bitch, because I couldn't have that bitch podcast, which is annoying considering the amount of shit you see on Twitter. You think you'd be able to say bitch in your name, but I guess not. You think I wouldn't be able to have it on Instagram, but I can. Weird. Anyways, make sure you go and follow and like everything posted on there. I plan to put more content out on my socials. It is honestly very hard when you work a full-time job, then you're exhausted after, and then you want to try and go to the gym and trying to keep your like creative juices flowing. Not the easiest. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out what lighting is best for this. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's been a long week and a half. My EDOs got all fucked up. Pay got fucked up. I'm just like annoyed to say the least. So I want to talk about the Jeffrey Dahmer series. I don't know if any of you who is listening to the podcast have watched it. I'm curious on kind of like what your takes are of it. For me personally, I was kind of bored. And it's not that I don't know. I guess I expected more like gore. For me, it's like I needed to see the tragic things happening to the people for me to connect emotionally into it. Because, yeah, I could watch it and then they're just talking about what happened, but talking about it doesn't like make my imagination like think about what happened. I do understand that, yes, it was all real, it did all happen, but it's like I find I need to visually see something and be like, holy shit, that's what would hit me. Like when you get to, I think it's like episode 6, things start to pick up in pace, you see some things. And then when you get to the last 2 episodes, oh my God, that's when I started getting fucking pissed. If you have seen it, when you get to the last 2 episodes, you see how fucked up the cops are back then. I mean, they still are now. Honestly, you would think that by now, racism and then like homophobic stuff would be gone, done with. That wouldn't take place in this world, this century now. No, but it still does. But like back then was so fucking bad. I mean, they literally just thought, oh, he's a gay guy, so yeah, we're just gonna stay clear of that. Gotta go wash our hands when we get back to the office. What in the fuck? Like, oh my God, gay does not rub off on you, for Christ's sake, for one. Two, don't be so goddamn homophobic. Yeah, my cat agrees. Right? You hear him purring? Yeah, and like, I just don't understand why they wouldn't believe that one woman who knew every something was going on the entire time. But I guess in like real life, she wasn't actually in the building. She was like down the street. So I'm curious on how that actually played out in real life. If she was the one who discovered everything and could smell this and that, I'm not sure. But yeah, I don't know. For me, it just wasn't it. Like I did like it in the end, because yeah, it was very good, like details, and Evan Peters played a great job playing Jeffrey Dahmer, because I couldn't imagine trying to play that type of character. Like that person was a real person who did this type of shit to people. Like he ate human beings and murdered and hard R everything. Like, yeah, just fucked up. I don't know, to me, I just wish there was just more to it. But then there was like posts I seen on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. They're like, oh my God, I couldn't get past episode 2 or episode 1. And I'm like, how couldn't you? You literally don't see anything. You they Because it takes you back like through his life and how to get where he is now and what all happened. But like, I don't understand what makes somebody like grossed out that like fast. You don't see anything. They don't overly talk about anything. You just see, like, I guess his relationships with certain people. You see him, like, off the one guy, basically. But it wasn't even, like, that rank visually when you're watching it. Obviously, in real life, it's, like, insane. But watching it, I was like, okay, I've seen worse things on a regular television show. So, I don't know. Just wasn't for me, but I'm also not, like, super into serial killer stuff anyways. I was just curious because like I knew the name Jeffrey Dahmer, but I didn't know fully about the whole situation. Because yeah, you hear all like the songs, like Kesha has a cannibal song and talks about like when it was on "Wanna Eat Your Liver," I'll do a Jeffrey Dahmer or something. So you kind of like get the gist, like he eats people, but like you don't I didn't fully know the whole background of everything, so it was kind of nice to get that from the show, like the little mini series they did. But yeah, I do understand like the fascination, I think that's the right word, of people and serial killers. But once again, not fully for me. But yeah, that's kind of my hot take on that show situation. Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about, the Adam Levine scandal. I haven't brought this up, and I probably should have. It's still kind of relevant, I guess, because it's still like people are still coming out. If you don't know, I'm gonna tell you now. If you're not into pop culture, I definitely am. So there was this one TikToker slash like Instagram model who posted a TikTok, and she says that she's been having an affair with this one guy who's in a. Oh my God. I just dropped my light that I had attached to my computer screen. Cool. Here we go. Try this again. So this Instagram model made a TikTok. Of course, she's got lots of TikTok followers, whatever. And of course, she's going to be promoting the link in bio for her OnlyFans. Why, of course. But she posted this TikTok saying that she has had an affair with this famous guy who's in a band. And his music's like elevator music. You might know the band Maroon 5 or whatever. So, of course, boom, you know it's Adam Levine instantly. She ends up showing the messages on like the screen, everything back and forth, him flirting. And I guess they must have met up in person because he literally said, "You're hotter in person." But he denies ever meeting someone, should be talking to someone that way, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you literally see in the message that he says, "You were hotter in person, blah, blah, blah," and all this shit. And then he says that he wants to name his child, the one that his wife is currently pregnant with, wants to name the child this mistress's name, Sumner. Like Sumner. Who in the fuck names their child Sumner, for one? And why would you want to name your new child Sumner? Like, because that ain't creepy, wanting to name your new baby from your mistress's name. Like, my God. But then, of course, everybody blames her, not just him. But it's like, I do get it because it takes two to tango. And her side, she just says, "Well, I was new to Hollywood and she was very, not insecure, like she was taken advantage of. She wasn't from LA area, blah, 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 blah." Okay, but any common sense kind of tells you not to have an affair with someone. Like, other person's literally married. But he also, the little thing is here, he also said that they were having a rough patch and I think they were going to end their relationship or something. But she believed him. I mean, I guess if she got pregnant from Adam Levine, then she would get child support for like the rest of her life, or at least till the child was 18 if she got pregnant from the dude, but clearly it never happened. But then guess what? You find out like four or five other people come forward, said Adam Levine said the same shit and did the same stuff, and he also cheated on his wife with this chick and this chick and this one and this one, acted inappropriately to this one. It's like, oh my God. Celebrity men, what is your issue? Like, commitment issue, seriously, fix your shit. Honest to God, just a fucked up world out here. Yeah. What else is there about Adam Levine? Oh, that's right. Maroon 5 now has a residency in Vegas, and I guess him and his wife are just chilling like nothing happened. So, what makes me wonder and kind of think is like, do they have an open relationship, him and his wife? Because if they do, then he wouldn't have done anything wrong. But if they don't, then that's a whole situation. I definitely do feel bad for the wife because now she has to deal with all that drama and seeing that shit all over the tabloids. Because yes, she does have social media, so she's probably going to see it at some point. Oh my God, my cat and dog are fighting. And now my cat's coming over here again. Yeah, it's just a goddamn messy situation. Celebrities, and then it's like, also, athletes tend to just want to cheat on their girlfriends or wives. Like, if you know you cannot commit, don't fucking commit. Don't do that. Feel like Nick Cannon, I guess. If you just want like 20 babies, have every baby mama know, well, you're gonna have a baby, and then I got a baby coming in like 2 months from now. We're all having babies. I want 16 babies. Like, I think he's having baby number 10 soon, and 11 is on the way. Nick Cannon. Now that's like, Jesus Christ. He's trying to make a basketball team. Or something at least, but a man, he must make a lot of money to pay all that child support to all those soon to be 11 different women. Just crazy. Yeah. Messed up situation. Gotta love pop culture. But yeah, as you can tell, this episode is going to be quite short. It's like a recap of my past week and a half. I haven't done a whole lot. I need to make season 3 a banger. I need to go out more because clearly I ain't got many stories. I haven't gone out anywhere because I just gonna like stay at home all the time. I guess I could do more research on certain topics and talk about that. That might be interesting. But I also like pop culture, and people on here might not overly like that or really even fucking care. Tell me your thoughts. You can message me on Snapchat, Instagram, not really TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, if you have me as a friend. Tell me your thoughts. Would you care if I did sex-related stuff and pop culture stuff in one episode, or do like one sex episode and the next is pop culture? There's always something going on in pop culture, and I'm like obsessed with it. So that might be easy to do with pop culture. I also kind of want to do like a reaction video to my old podcast episodes in season one. Because that was not video, it was just audio. So I think that'd be pretty funny because I have not re-listened to any of the past like episodes from 1 to 30 in season 1. And that might be very interesting. And I probably would have like new takes on it or like another thought or something that happened in that moment that I forgot because I was in the moment just spewing all my words for the episode. So I might do a reaction video, but I'm trying to figure out how I can play the audio, you listen to it, me listen to it, and me react live at the same time. People make these videos on YouTube when their face is in like the corner, then they're watching the video and you're watching the video and they're reacting and they're talking or they pause it. So I'm like, how does this work? I need to look more into it. But of course, do I have time for all this? No, not really, because I'm always exhausted, so I need sleep. And then I just want to have some me time, so I don't want to be freaking on the computer all day because I'm already on the computer all day at work for 8 hours. So when I get home, I don't want to be on my fucking computer. I understand that people who are influencers, they do have a exhausting life. People who are listening to this or just in general are like, oh no, that job is so easy. Okay, their life depends on their followers, their engagement, their posts, all their content. If you don't have content, you don't get paid. And that's the shit they have to do. They gotta make the videos, they gotta make the content that everybody wants to engage with. People have to follow them. They gotta get brand deals. And if these brands don't want to do brand deals with them, they can't monetize all that kind of stuff. They make no money. Their content is their living. Like Mr. Beast. Yeah, he's freaking rich as fuck, a multimillionaire. But if he, at a point in time, if he stopped making all that content, his money is going down. He needs that money. He needs a stream of income so he can pay off all his bills and his houses and all that shit. Yes, they can have glorious lifestyles, but they're also working in the middle of that. You just don't overly see it. Or you're seeing the in-between stuff. Or them going on a trip is content for you to see and watch and enjoy. Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but not hard to explain if you understand social media and monetizing and marketing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think this is it for season 2 because I want to get some people as guests on the podcast. I want to re-energize myself, get my creative juices flowing some more, and figure out some ideas, have episodes like pre-recorded. So I'm not rushing like this, recording this on the day episode has to go out. Fuck my life. Yeah. So, the sad day today. Season 2 finale. And yeah. I think that's kind of it. Make sure you like this video on YouTube or rate 5 stars on any platform you're listening to this for podcasts. It's pretty much everywhere and anywhere. Want a business card? I got some business cards and I got new card deco, which I showed last episode. Yeah, so make sure you follow me on my social medias, subscribe on YouTube at Serena Laternist. At Serena Laternus, apparently I can't even say my own last name fucking right. Serena Laternus. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and I will see you guys in November. I may even change the posting date when I started in November. Who knows? But make sure you tune in November 2022 because season 3 will be coming at you, and I'm gonna have guests, better topics, more information, and just to have a lot more fun. And freaky fucked up shit. You just never know what's gonna come.
Thanks for stopping by.
Have a good weekend. Have a good night. Bye, bitches.